Well, g'day everybody and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. This podcast is brought to you by Mazda, 60 years in the making. It's the Mazda 60th landmark event. Secure a landmark deal on Mazda BT50 4x4 Dual Cab XT. Celebrate at your Mazda dealer or visit mazda.com.au. Today on the show, we take a look after the first week of finals is run and done. If you haven't left us a review, please do that wherever you subscribe to your podcast. Hit subscribe and hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at HardballGetsAFL. All right, get stuck in. So this is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name's Nick Rinn, joined on this fine Monday by Xavier Ellis. How are you, mate?
I'm well, mate. I'm well. Just wondering with Mazda, maybe next year. Are we going to do this year next year?
Yeah, let's do it.
Maybe they just give us a Mazda to drive around.
I know. This has been suggested a few times.
Well, just because, like, when we mention them, Mazda, which are wonderful, great friends at Mazda, wouldn't it be really good to be able to talk about the product like you experienced it?
The dials, so
yeah,
sensitive.
So I can also talk about, you know, how well they drive, et cetera, et cetera. So
that's we'll chuck it up. We'll throw it in the suggestion box for next year.
Throw it in, or if anyone's got a car dealership, I'd love
it. Yeah, I'm in the market as well.
I do work on the radio and can slip your your dealership into many conversations.
What did you... Well, we'll start off, like, it was a week of first week of finals.
Yep.
Plenty of excitement. Results probably weren't as tight as we hoped. What's your general feeling?
The only result that not surprised me, the only tip... Yeah, you're tipping. The only tip I got wrong was Geelong.
Yeah.
And even that, I wasn't... Remember I was saying, I think last week, I find every reason not to tip Geelong.
Yeah, yeah,
and then... And now they've added to those reasons again why not to tip Geelong. So I think...
Not picking a ruckman.
Oh, Christ. I don't... Yeah, that's bizarre. But, I mean, Richmond are the informed team of the competition. When you look at it, I think Essendon just scraped in. So
yeah,
they probably
are
going to get pumped. And then... I think the Bulldogs one was their bubble just burst, didn't it?
And no, it did.
I heard Cornelio's conversation pre-game on Triple M, and he just spoke about, you could hear his confidence. He said, I'm just genuinely excited. Like, we have not had this team on paper almost ever.
Yeah, yeah. And it can even get better and better. Like, Cornelio himself is someone who's a chance.
Well, that was the conversation.
If they stay alive.
That was the conversation he said he's going to push this week.
Yeah. They did look like that was...
You've got him for 7 years. Why wouldn't you play him?
Yeah, I know. And that was genuinely, that's what we want to see from the Giants, and we haven't been able to see it because they haven't had people on the park.
Much, much less of the, they're skillful, they're classy, they're highly talented. It was, I had a small interest on Dunkley to get 30 disposals.
Yep.
Six times I counted in the first quarter, he was tackled and unable to get the ball out.
Yep.
So, you know, usually Bulldogs tackle and they can flip it.
Yep.
Six times I counted, and when you're trying to get to 30, you're counting those six, going, geez, if you just flicked the handball out there. But they could not get rid of it. They just stuck their tackle so well.
It was tough, which
was
not
footy.
A word that you normally associate with a drive. Well, I think people who actually watch them, like they have that element about them, but I think this was a statement to all the people who just think they're a bunch of first-round picks.
Yeah, well, but also you'd say Collingwood were tougher than Geelong
Friday
That's night.
Fair.
You'd say West Coast was much tougher than Essendon.
Yep.
You'd say GWS, but the only one I reckon a little bit of red herring is I thought Brisbane were tougher early.
Yeah.
And then Richmond just, their ability not to take possession or not to take a clean possession and just keep the ball moving forward.
Yep.
Like I watched Kane Lambert on the weekend, and he'd be, to the novice supporter maybe, or to probably.
Most people wouldn't know him.
Yeah. He is a star.
Mm. They lift
but he's that link. He just gets up the ground and then his running ability just to get involved when it scraps forward.
Yeah.
He's
like
so vital.
Different role, different player, but he's kind of like the Adelaide Tom Lynch is in like the link man.
Yeah, yeah. And he can go into the midfield and stuff, but he is one of the, every team has their stars.
Yeah.
That goes deep, but it's their non-stars.
Yeah, the bottom six.
But he's not bottom six, like... It's one of those, a bit like Edwards as well. Edwards was unbelievable on the weekend.
Yep.
I know he's won an All-Australian, but that was a bit of a...
That was not... Yeah, it was a bit of a gimme.
I don't
Richmond
think he was in front of McRae
and
a few others. Yeah. But Edwards was spectacular on the weekend. But they're the players that, if they go into that category where they can get into once a month, once a fortnight,
Yeah.
Throughout finals, they're going to be too hard to beat.
When those guys are hitting your best list in a game, you know it's probably pretty bloody good for you.
Because you know Dusty Lynch and Rewalt, those guys are going to be there always. Yeah.
I felt like it was just that. I mean, sometimes I'm not prepared to write Brisbane off, obviously for a lot of reasons, but I feel like sometimes, you know, that's just not your day. You start missing goals.
Was horrible.
It gets worse. The calls aren't going your way. And you just, for whatever reason, stuff doesn't work. And I feel like that's what it was. Not, you know, people talk about their finals experience. Yes, a lot of them don't have it, but they also had Luke Hodge down back as a bit of finals experience. Lachie Neal in the middle, Charlie Cameron up forward. Like, these guys have been around the place.
It's a different experience, though. Doing it in the jumper you've worn. Like, so, for example, Luke Hodge's final experience at Hawthorn. Yeah, it helps playing for Brisbane, but the finals experience at Hawthorn was you knew 22 players have been there before.
Yes.
You've been in that jumper forever.
Yeah.
You just know how it's going to play out. You know who's going to do what, when, and how they're going to handle the pressure.
And you can completely trust when the ball goes one way, you know it's going to happen.
Yeah, whereas the Brisbane just haven't been there yet. I think they'll get skittled this week.
You reckon the straight sets? So that'll be what? Are you tipping Geelong to do that as well, or you think they'll beat the Eagles?
Oh, I don't like the confidence around where I'd love to go over there as an underdog.
Yeah.
I hate that we're favourites.
Yeah.
So for all West Coast supporters, go down, have a few bucks on Geelong.
Yeah, right.
At $2.10 or whatever they are.
Yep.
If they lose, you win some cash.
Yep.
If they win, you throw the ticket in the bin and move on to a prelim.
You're happy either way.
Virtually what price would you pay to see your team in a prelim?
Yep.
Or you'll get free money.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Do you like that?
I like that.
That's what I'll be doing.
I will take this opportunity very early to pump up my own side. Snezza, who won a prelim final on the weekend after being six goals down.
Oh, the guy's working with the guy with Pete.
Oh, Corelli,
who is one of.
Yep.
I said you won the grand final. I thought I saw. Nah,
grand final's next week.
I thought I saw medallions in the team song. Well, they just going psycho because they won the prelim.
Oh, they're just going psycho because we won the prelim. They're not meant to, and six goals down in the first quarter.
And they just came home.
Came home with a wet sail. So I just thought I'd get that out there very early in the pod, mate. I'm very excited.
Are we a chance this week?
Well, yeah, I'd say we're a chance. I really hope we're a chance. We're the underdog. We've got nothing to lose. We've got Jandakot. I don't know. I haven't seen much of them this year.
But you haven't been down too often.
I haven't been down too often. Just jump back on board in finals.
Did they get a good crowd?
We did on the weekend, yeah. We're doing a march from the local pub on Saturday morning.
From the Jandakot local?
No, it's at Wyong Reserve, which was our old home ground.
I was going to say, I'm trying to work out how you could get the Jandakot pilot
involved
in landing you guys somewhere.
Do a flyover. Yeah, we'll figure that out.
Anyway.
But moving on. So Toby Green, I think by the time this pod's released, he won't have been up, but maybe by the time some people will listen to it, he will be. Do you think there's enough there to get him?
So
he basically smooshed Marcus Bontempelli's face a lot.
So Toby Green is perceived by a lot of people, whether it's true or not, as being a dirty prick.
Yep.
Is that fair?
That's fair.
Toby and Bontempelli is perceived
as
being...
He's a golden boy.
And deservingly so. Yeah. He's an absolute champion. Now, Bont laid a pretty hefty tackle.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that didn't sort of just have a little look at it. It was a big tackle.
You could call it a sling.
Anyway... The vision, undoubtedly, Toby Green was doing stuff in there.
Yep. But can you get done for doing stuff?
But was he pulling hair?
Yep.
Is he going to get charged? Is he going to get suspended because it's 25% for pulling hair, 25% for elbow to the back of the head, 25% for pinching
having fingers
him on the neck,
doing stuff?
But I don't think it was anywhere near the eyes, or if there was, I don't think there was any vision to back that up.
Well, that's what's going to... That seems like the only thing you could get done for in that mix... And get a week for would be an eye gouge. And so if they can't prove that, will they? Yeah. They surely appeal.
So I tweeted, hair pull, tick.
Yep.
You did it.
And that's.
But Merritt did it the other day, and $1,000.
Yep.
Head massage, 100%.
Yep.
In elbows and whatever.
But that's not offense.
But you see that 1,000 times in a melee.
Yep.
When someone's pinned on the ground, I just feel like if you swap Toby Green out of there and put Marcus Bontempelli in.
Oh, yeah,
Swap players.
Yep.
I don't reckon that the eye gouging would be a...
It would not be... People wouldn't be piling on.
I think it would be, there's a bit going on there. You know, oh, he's pulled his hair. That might be $1,000. I just think it's Toby Green.
Yep.
that he's cast with a different brush.
And whether the prior offences come into it.
Yeah, well, yeah, they shouldn't. But, no. But him being a bit of a bugger and whatnot.
Yeah.
But you and I are both big fans of Toby Green.
Oh, love him. Yeah.
And I don't feel sorry for him because he did it.
Yeah.
Did something.
Yeah.
Drew attention to him that was unnecessary. It didn't need to happen. But I just don't think there's the evidence and the vision there to back up any sort of gouging.
No, and that's maybe why.
And it was serious misconduct. It's not eye gouging, but which is what you do.
Is what you put when you're not really sure
of what's going on. Yeah, yeah.
He's done something.
Yeah, but that's right. But you know, you're going to get missed a fine because you've done something.
Yeah.
And Bont and Josh Kelly are best mates.
Yeah. Right. Oh, that's true. That's right. You road trip with them.
I can't see Bont throwing him under the bus.
No. It seems like the only way you can prove an eye gouge is if Bont says, yeah, he gouged my eyes.
Yeah.
I don't see that happening.
And if he did do it, if there's vision of him doing it, give him 4 weeks.
Yeah, but there's nothing conclusive, is there? Not that we've seen.
Not that we've seen. And someone tweeted me, actually, someone called me a fat shit first, and I said, you're a loner with no friends on the return of serve. But nice. Someone sent me a still picture, and they're like, see? And I was like,
see what?
The hand is nowhere near. Even the still vision you've sent me is not conclusive.
And Bont's got a fairly big guard out in front of the eyes too that might trap a few fingers that were aiming for the socket.
So I'll show you the photo. This is the photo that the Bulldog supporter sent me.
There's absolutely nothing there. I mean, looks like he's touching his ear.
There's a head there. That's what I said. What, the palm to the back of the neck got him? And Bulldog supporters are obviously annoyed and stuff. But so you got the Bulldog supporters being knocked out of the finals.
Yep.
Fuming.
And half of them didn't get there till three-quarter time because of the weird flight delays that were happening.
Bont's a golden boy.
Yep.
And rightfully so. Toby Green's a bit of a villain.
Yep.
And I think there's just a whole lot. It's like baking a cake. Like, everything's just going in the blender.
It's an easy narrative, isn't it? Like,
yeah,
it's like
100%.
We know what's coming. I was really conflicted because, like, Toby Green is my favourite player in the AFL.
Yeah.
But Bont's probably a close second. So I looked at this for the first time I've ever seen Toby do something dodgy and go, oh, maybe I'll just take another look at that.
Can I find a better angle to defend him?
Normally, I'm just like, oh, he's fine.
Yeah.
Kicked a bloke in the face. Yeah. Just getting a handball.
He spat. No, he didn't spit at them. He just had a bit of fluid in the mouth. Come on.
It's just a bit of Gatorade slipped out. So anyway, I really hope he gets in. Because look, he goes back to his old role. Like, this is Toby Green. Went into the midfield. Got heaps of it, and his kicking was a little suspect. Now he can play his normal role, and he was a game breaker.
Yeah, brilliant, 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 brilliant. Bulldogs wasted season. How do you now look at the Bulldogs season? They obviously been skittled early, so they finished eighth.
Yeah, no, seventh
because of Essendon's margin.
Yeah, I look at it as so. It's almost like you have to scrap the premiership and think like this isn't the same team. So this is a progression. 2 years out of finals, back in.
Okay.
After coming from way behind midway through the season, like I give it a tick. It's almost a tick if you just cut off the end of 2016 and go from there, then it's tick. Take it all into context, they're still behind the eight ball.
You
give it a cross?
They're so young. That's the only thing. Yeah, they're young.
You look at this side and you go, that side's going to win a premiership in 3 years.
But we would have thought that after they won their first one.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Young. That's like it's a different side now. The people that you're counting on are not the same people that you thought were coming through after the flag.
Yeah, Josh Dunkley's been a find.
Yep.
Which then you'd think, right, Bontempelli, McRae and Dunkley, but I still reckon they lack one bit of class.
Well, it's your man.
Bailey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Well, hopefully he turns into... But that is the piece they are missing, but at an A-grade level, I reckon, for them to be... Because Dunkley's an... A grader, but a tough A grader.
Well, this is maybe why
an accumulator A grader, but like
they're not like polish. Bont's polish.
Polish, and then that's probably.
Yeah, I think you can get there.
And then like the speed where you can get out and have a bounce. There's not much bouncing in there.
Mm. So the people they've been connected with so far. I mean, they've got good young. They got Aaron Norton, who thankfully it's not an ACL. Jesus, I was not. Impressed with that.
What about this year, actually? We had a bit of a strange year with the knees. Like, Seedsman looked gruesome, massive busted ACL early in the season. Lateral ligament.
Yeah.
And bone bruising even. Josh Jenkins stretched it off.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a massive ACL.
Back in a couple of weeks.
Lateral ligament or whatever it was. Norton, like, there's been three pretty big escapes from ACLs that you would have assumed straight away were done.
Yeah, but I mean, that's robbed him from, thank God. I mean, he's the one out of that. Like,
you know, I thought straight away.
Footy can't afford not for Aaron Norton to not play next year.
Well, but also I thought straight away, and I know that you've returned from ACLs and you can return it, you know, whatever level you want to.
Yeah, yeah.
But you just hate to think 5 years' time, he's done another ACL.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, like Max Bailey, who used to play at Hawthorn.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I thought he was going to be a champion ruckman.
He did how many?
Four or five.
Yeah, right.
But his coordination for a ruckman was impeccable.
Yep.
And you thought instantly, he's going to be something. He's tall. And he ended up winning a premiership.
Yep.
But he was at that, he was playing, he could only handle 50 minutes of footy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Knee gone.
Did and he play after that? Or that was his last game?
No, I remember the siren went, ran out to have a chat to him. And he's like, I'm done. I can't keep going. And I was like, oh, shit.
Mate, we just won a premiership. Wow. So the ones that have been connected to so far in trade talks is when you talk about class, there's a bloke who has it but hasn't lived up to what he can do with it, which is Jack Martin. So they've apparently
got the
best of.
You're big
on
Jack Martin.
Well, I'm big on his class. I think in the right system, he's going to be great.
I haven't seen it.
So I think he could definitely, like, I would be pretty impressed with the Jack Martin slotting in there in the midfield and forward.
Oh, if in your head you see him being what... If what your head sees Jack Martin as actually does it, he could be.
Yes.
But what I have seen of Jack Martin, I ain't putting my eggs in that basket.
Yeah, I think he's too... There's too much there to let him slip by.
Oh, don't be wrong. Absolutely. But how many years has he been now?
Yeah, that's a good question. Probably six or something.
Yeah.
Six or seven. Well, he's not a free agent yet, so probably six.
Six
and he hasn't done anything, but half of that's got to be. You've got to count the Gold Coast factor into that.
But they were all right when he first came.
Well, they were only all right for one season.
Yeah, they were still all right.
I've been following them pretty closely. They haven't been all right that much.
No, I know. No, they've been diabolical the last few seasons. But when Ablett was up there, they were winning, what, eight games and stuff like that.
Well, there was only that one year where they came close.
Yeah, before Ablett did his shoulder.
Yes.
And they were going to make finals that year, I reckon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, they would have come real, real close. The other two are both ends of the ground, so they obviously want to get a bit more in their key position socks, which is not... They're talking to Alex Keith down back. That's probably a good
it's one a good fit.
Them. That'd be a great fit for them.
Hang on, backtrack. Why is it a good fit?
Because they really don't have a super key defender.
But is he the gorilla that locks down? I don't think he is.
No, but he's the...
He's Easton Wood.
Yeah, but he's a bigger Easton Wood. I think he has that element to him where he can lock down, but he's not... They want him to be a bit more dynamic than that.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good fit, to be honest.
You reckon they just need a lockdown?
Need like a...
Joel Hemling. Yeah.
Yep.
He was pretty good that year.
That's exactly who they need.
Mm.
I think Keithy's just got a little bit more...
He looks to attack a little bit more.
He can probably be second defender.
Yeah.
And can mark. I don't know how he goes on the gorillas.
Well, that's an area of need then still for them.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I just think Easton Wood probably does what he does equally as good as Easton Wood does it.
The other option is, so they're in the market for Josh Bruce. They've got an offer in front of him. He started as a defender. Maybe.
No, well, I think they're talking about old Norton heading back.
No.
Yeah, I heard that on the radio a couple of times.
No, thanks.
Well, that's why Josh Bruce doesn't make much sense.
If they do that, sack Luke Beveridge immediately.
I'm still not convinced with Shacky.
No, Shacky's a long way off being convincing. He has some good games.
He drops back to the twos and it's Bruce and
Norton. And you still need one down back.
Yeah.
Which is, I'll have to go over their list, but I don't think they have a huge amount. Shacky back? Could be an option.
Yeah, they love they love that springboard bounce and run, but I still reckon they need a classless
scrapper.
Doesn't want to get 30 disposals like every other bloody bulldog.
Yep.
And just can hold down the fort and handball it off.
Yeah.
It is disappointing the way they did leave, I suppose. Because they were playing some hot footy, weren't they?
Yeah, you know, we would have liked to see.
But I guess that's the question, is that sustainable? Oh, no, they won the flag doing it.
Well, they like just the
flick,
hot,
flick, flick, flick,
hot potatoes.
Flick. Yeah, hot potato, hot potato, hot potato.
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't know. We'll see next year. We're going to see next year.
If they get a full year of that with Dunkley being Dunkley and their midfield, yeah, good point.
And Norton being up and about. So the next one we wanted to get across is Tom Hickey and Nick Natanui. They're coming up against a side who doesn't like ruckman this week.
Imagine Reece Stanley. So I've been given the boot to ruck against Grundy, who's the best ruckman in the competition, but not really a knee in the throat sort of stuff.
No.
You're never going to get hurt by Grundy physically.
No, he just 1,000 cuts.
Yeah, whereas Nick Nat actually could kill you.
Yes.
And Reece Stanley might be killed.
So they're going to put, you think they play him?
They have to. But I even remember Reece Stanley's game, was it the last game of the year?
He's had some really good games. No, but
the very first hit out of the game was lobbed over the top to Dangerfield, who ran and kicked a goal in the first 5 seconds of the game.
Yeah.
It was bizarre why he didn't play. And I think this week, anyway, with the two tours, or two and a half tours with Waterman down there at West Coast.
Yeah.
Blitzabs has to play back anyway.
Yeah, do you put Nick and Tom Hickey, or do you look at a part-timer?
Oscar Allen.
Yeah.
I don't know how serious his knee is.
I would suggest it's not very serious at all.
I think it's overly serious. I think he's...
I think he was dropped without being dropped.
You still pick up the $4,000 match payment.
Oh, do you?
Well, because it said knee next to his name, not omitted.
Well, that's handy.
Make sure the manager submits the old match payment injury.
Take the newspaper clippings.
Yes, I think they leave it. I think they have to leave it. Mostly because I think if anything flicks, it's going to be between Waterman and Oscar Allen.
Yep.
I think Waterman played a good game on the weekend. He did. He could have probably kicked three or four.
Yep.
I think he popped up with two.
Yeah,
I think he kicked two from memory. But he had a couple of shots out wide. And he's a good runner. And I think for mine, Oscar Allen might just be the stiff one. Because Hickey, if something does happen to Nick...
You need someone to be able to do it the whole time. Yeah.
Knock on wood if you're with me. if Nick goes down, disaster.
Yep. No,
But then also, if you go the other way... Yeah, maybe... No, they have to leave it the same.
You can't. Yeah, you need someone.
And Hickey hasn't been...
He's been decent all year.
Yes, I think that's the thing. I think when they see Nick flying, people are like, well, Nick can just ruck now.
Yeah, like, well...
But they're losing, obviously, a lot with Hickey compared to Nick's.
Mm.
But I think they complement each other pretty well. Nick does a lot of the damage, and then Hickey can just hold down his end for a little bit.
Yeah.
And I noticed on the weekend, Nick only plays 6 minutes in 6-7 minute blocks.
Yeah.
So he played 6 minutes, then sat for 10, 6 minutes, then sat till quarter time.
Do you reckon that increases, or they roll out the same plan?
I reckon the same, because Nick can't run.
Yeah,
I'd beat him in a 2K these days still. Right. And he's that big Fijian ass. It's ginormous. It's a big thing to carry around.
He's a large man.
He can't run the endurance side of things. So I reckon let's not get sucked into, oh my God, look at Nick Nat's level. Was he best on ground the weekend in your eyes?
No, he wouldn't.
Shuey?
But he was, Shuey. It's kind of like, but he had a hell of an influence.
Hell of an influence. Yeah, oh well, extrapolate that over an extra 25 minutes.
Yeah.
And how good's that? But he wouldn't be that.
No.
He fatigues far too quickly.
Yeah.
He's not the fittest man alive. So it's almost like they've got, you know, the boiling water at the perfect temperature.
Yep.
You just got to keep it there. You can't. Mm. You try and go a little bit more, it's too hot to drink.
Yeah, and then
it comes too cold to drink. Like, you got to keep it. You can't.
Perfect cup of tea.
It is the perfect cup of tea at the moment.
Mm. No, I suppose you're right. I was wondering whether they hold him, and then if say they make the GF, just go. But he would just tire. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you can't. Yeah, it's one of those ones where you're losing a runner, essentially.
Yep.
But in return, you're getting someone who's taken a lot of workload off Elliot Yeo at ground level. He's a different player when Nick's playing.
If you would have beat him in a 2K, would you let him know about it? Or just check there's no fences nearby you can get chokeslammed into?
Nah. And one of the wonderful things about Nick, actually, I got a text message from him on Friday. He said him and Yoey were having a giggle after the game when the fight was happening.
Yeah.
All they could hear was me laughing at them.
There is that great image taken, I think it was Getty or someone, with you in the background.
Mate, I'm there. Like, doing she'll land on my legs nearly. Nick, he's one of those guys, which a little bit of the old Australian tall poppy syndrome.
Yeah.
But if you're ever going to heckle anyone, you always go at Nick and you target Nick. And that's why he's such a good bloke, because he just cops it, laughs and moves on.
Yeah. No, he seems like a ripper. Geelong and the ruck situation. So they don't rate Stanley.
No.
Or any of their ruckmen.
They haven't for 3 years, but haven't done anything about it.
So the talk now is now Goldstein. So that's what's bubbling around, is that they want to have a go at Goldstein. Goldstein's 31.
He has to be older than 31.
No, he's 31 years old.
So when's he turning 32?
Well, that could be this year or early next year.
Yeah, he'd be 32 by start, because I'm 31.
Well, he came in at the same time. Oh, he came in, he was there before you?
He was there before me.
Yeah, right. Must have turned 32.
Yeah. We definitely wasn't in our under 18s or anything.
Yeah, okay.
No. Geelong actually need to invest in one.
Like find one that's coming through. And yeah. So the one that's always linked to them is Sean Darcy at Freo because he's a Geelong boy. But he's locked up for a few years, and I don't think they're giving away a ruckman that they see any promise in. Or you think it might not. Be? Well,
what if there's a player a Tim coming Kelly. Back in return?
Well, potentially that then you consider it. But I think
Sean Darcy and I was never, especially at West Coast, fit.
Yeah,
is he taking the piss a bit?
Well, mate, compared to the image. So I remember draft night, we were working and chucking up pictures and stuff as soon as names were called, and then Freo called out Sean Darcy. So we found one picture of him. And this was at the testing of the draft combine. Yeah. And compared to that photo, he's fit as a fiddle.
Oh, so he's trending in the right direction.
He's trending in the right direction.
How many years
has
he been there?
That was only year two, just the one just gone.
Yeah, okay.
So he's trending in the right direction. Well, early days we nicknamed him the Fruckman.
Year two, you reckon?
Yeah. Last year was his first year. I'm pretty sure. Hang on. Do a bit of investigation.
I thought he played the year before and then he was injured for a lot of last year and then this year. I thought he came on.
Oh, hang on, you might be right.
Yeah, I think I might be.
You might be right. Excuse us, everyone, while we frantically Google. Our research is impeccable. Sorry, you're right. That was year three.
Year three.
Eight games first year, seven second year, 11 third year.
So, yeah, and he had injuries and stuff. But remember, he was a bit like, they're going to have to move. Sandland's out of the way to let Sean Darcy come in. And is he a walk-up start?
I think he is now.
Is he someone that, when Fife and Walters and those guys go to a centre bounce, that they're thrilled that that's their ruckman?
I think they're thrilled on projection.
Yes, no, projection. Yeah. I reckon he's got so much talent, but I haven't noticed any difference in his body shape from day one.
Yeah, and injuries might have had something to do with that.
Yeah.
But he's certainly trending in the right way. I think their strategy for a little while was to do the Shane Mumford, get a big boy in and shape him.
Well, he is a Shane Mumford, isn't he?
Yeah, just
a
bruiser.
But even the mummy turned his body shape.
Yeah, but I think that's their plan. They get him in fat and then they trim him down.
Well, that's a strange way to go.
I know. Have you seen those pictures of Mumford when he was like 15, 16?
I understand that when you get them in fat, what they look like, but it's a strange model to go on. Let's get people in fat and then change them.
Well, look, if someone had drafted Willie Rioli when he was draft eligible, look what they'd have now.
Willie needs to still drop
a
couple.
Mate, I remember watching Willie at Lathlane Park, the under 18s, playing for Northern Territory, and just laughing because this kid was like 120 kegs and tearing apart Western Australia.
I watched a news take on Willie the other day, and obviously he's media trained, but I just love the way he spoke without trying to protect or dodge questions.
He's quite open. He's an open book.
The Tiwi Islands, and he said something like, there's 10 or 15 players better or the same as me.
Yeah.
I'm just such a lucky person who've got the opportunity.
Yeah.
And I just sat there going, wow, like he's so respectful to where he's come from, people there, the talent up there, how grateful he is at the opportunity when he left to the Tiwi Islands. I just listened to him and thought, gee, is that such a good little chat he's just had.
Mate, it's almost impossible not to love him. I think the more you look into it.
100%.
From his first media interview where he grabbed the Channel 7 microphone and spoke into it in the car park. I've loved him ever since then.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's good. I'll find it. I'll dig it up. I'll chuck it on the socials.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
So anything else at this point, are we just thinking Richmond in the box seat and after that, or are we not?
Nah, I still don't think. No, they're in the box seat.
But you're not all in.
They're not in the grand final yet, no.
So
if West Coast knock Geelong over.
You think they can knock Richmond over at the MCG?
Anything could happen.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, it was only...
You wouldn't have said Collingwood could knock Richmond over in a prelim last year.
And I've got the confidence about Richmond after the first quarter at the MCG a month ago.
Yeah.
Where they kicked seven or something in the first quarter, West Coast. And yeah, maybe I'm blinded and wishful and hoping that thanks to Jayco, Conquer, Motorhomes, I'll be driving across the country in it. I'm kind of hopeful that they're there.
Yeah. West Coast.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, as I'm driving across the country.
I know. I understand your reasoning.
For no reason.
Yeah, I
understand. It's a big sacrifice. It's a long wait. It's not like I'm just ripping down a Mandra.
I got a week's worth of breakfast programs to fill with content.
Oh,
yeah. Mm.
These pricks better make it.
What I wanted to do is run a couple of things by you trade-wise. So there's some weird stuff coming out of Carlton. It was Sam Edmund on SEN this morning was talking about how there's mixed messages all over the shop, and a lot of it's coming back to basically Stephen Silvani blocking trades.
Well, who's in charge?
That's the question. It seems like Stephen Silvani because the talk was that – so Brandon Ellis was one, and I think that's done. He's not going to end up there, but – where the president and the CEO were both sort of inquiring about him. Coach was happy with it. Silvani said, no, doesn't get done.
But he is the list manager.
He is the list manager. So that's where the buck stops anyway. Supposedly when the trade worked out, the pick one trade, which didn't end up being pick one, worked out in his favour. He's probably got a few cards.
Also, if you're Sauce and on the flow chart, you're above the coach in terms of list management.
Yep.
Are you putting all your eggs in David Teague's basket on making decisions on the list? I'm not.
No, that's right. And I think that's why the Eddie Betts one is, you know, they need a small forward. It's like, well, we got a year at Eddie. I don't think that's going to...
It's not helping.
It's not worth giving up whatever assets we might have.
Yeah. No, I'd agree with that. I think still Stephen Silvani's butchered that list for 5 years, getting rejected GWS players. That never made sense. But I reckon at the moment they're right on the right track.
Yep. And when you look
David
back...
David Teague's never made a tough decision like that in his life.
No.
In terms of lists...
List management.
I'd just be saying, this is my domain. Thank you. But
leave it alone.
Yeah, obviously, you go, hey, David, what do you think of Brandon Ellis as a player? Yep, like him, love him, hate him. I've heard this about him.
Yep.
And then you can sort of form an opinion around what the coach wants, but...
You make the decision at the end of the day. Is that's what is meant to be the model at clubs, isn't it? Do you reckon they all work that way?
No, Clarko wouldn't.
Clarko,
they would work together though.
Oh, Clarko rocks into the office. Oh, Chad Wingard was around my house last night. We're signing him.
Yeah, no, but
get it done, please.
100%, they would work together. Like Clarko would go. I feel like the list needs a midfielder, tough inside midfielder. Who's on the market? We've got. We're not in the window to spend top line, but we can shuffle a few chairs.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think Tom Mitchell at Sydney would be a good fit.
Yeah, okay, and then they get it done.
I would think so. I think more so maybe Clarke would be the identifier and then Wrighty, who does the list, would make it all fit.
He'd try to the jigsaw and then go back if he doesn't
He'd create the jigsaw and say, it's a possible.
Yeah, okay.
That's a guess, but that's what I assume. Clarko's, you know, Wrighty would be, if Wrighty's the one who brought in Hale, Lake, Burgoyne, Mitchell, O'Meara, all those players, all those players of the grand final era.
Just let him.
I mean, he'd have his own statue next to Clarko.
It
adds to the brilliance of Clarko.
So is this only going to be... What other statues are at Hawthorn? Is it just the coach?
John Kennedy?
Yeah.
That's it.
So now it's just John Kennedy and Clarko whenever he pulls the pin.
John Kennedy, he was great. He honestly used to stay, go to training still out at Waverley.
Yep.
And just that voice.
I still love the fact that when he's... own grandson was in a grand final. He was still just at the end of the game, just devastated.
Yeah.
His grandson's just won a flag for the first time in his life, and he's just having it going, no good.
Old senior. Nah, they're a great family. And you know those people that used to get nervous around?
Yeah.
Even though I'm only going up there saying, g'day, John, how's your morning been? It's like me at the Blue Light Disco when I thought I was ready to go.
All right, unless there's anything else to cover, mate, we might wrap it there.
Is that the only trade you had?
Well, that was the Carlton ones, and the other ones were the Goldstein and then the Josh Spruce.
Jack Martin.
There's the other ones that are all bobbling around. They're not really going to gain steam, I don't think, for a couple of weeks now.
Nah, wait until the dominoes fall, isn't it?
Once the finals start, once clubs keep getting eliminated, then they start to move.
And the clubs that think they're a chance are the clubs that are out of the finals at the moment.
Yeah.
Wait until the big boys finish up.
Then they go,
do I want to go to North Melbourne or do I want to go play at Richmond?
Yeah, that's a good question. I wonder what I'm going to do. Yeah, and the little boys would be getting towards this point going, oh, I think we're a good chance to get this guy.
I did hear Butler was seen at one of the football clubs, Dan Butler.
There was a Carlton. Yeah.
Poor management advice.
Yeah, I don't.
Silly.
Just stick around and earn your spot back. Well, don't you? Or where else do you go?
Well, no, but you don't do it in the middle of your finals campaign.
Oh, if you're at Richmond. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, no, like, I get you.
Have your secret meeting at your house if you want. Or
yeah, don't go to the club.
Don't go.
Alex Keith is fine to tour St Kilda.
They're done.
Because they're both done.
And they know he's leaving. So that's fine. But when you're trying to get, like, that just didn't look good. And I think that whoever his manager is, I've got no idea who it is.
It puts a line through your name for selection, doesn't it?
100%.
At least two games left.
And he's two injuries away.
At least one game.
Is it injury or two away?
Yeah, and now that you're looking at him in a slightly different light. Yeah.
100%.
Not the best idea. All right, extra thanks for coming in, mate. We'll see you all back here on Wednesday for the 2-minute warning. This has been the Hardball Gets AFL Show with thanks to Mazda. See you next time.